Terence from the Cancer Council. The Unite in Yellow Gala's coming up, and Parranapple Centre, now the date, Saturday 26th of June, correct?
That's correct, yep.
Which is not too far away.
Not too far away at all, just a few weeks.
In fact, it's 6 weeks away.
6 weeks away, that's correct.
All right, so great fundraiser. Now, apart from a great night out, by the way, we'll just mention the guest speaker is Kyle Perry.
Kyle Perry, yeah. So author of The Bluffs. He's got another novel coming out in July. Penguin Books author.
Yeah, The Bluffs was a bestseller in Australia.
Absolutely.
He's from Ridgely.
He is, local Ridgely boy, born and raised, so very much a supporter of the Northwest Coast, and he's really excited to be giving back to his community in this way.
Yes, indeed. All right, so here's the guest speaker. Rick Fontaine is the MC. Rick will be good. So there'll be the dinner, there'll be the guest speakers and the auction.
Yeah, so we'll have live and silent auctions. Both will be launched online before the event, so we'll let you know about that once they're ready to go. So our live auctions on the night will be actually run by Carlton Harris, a local real estate auctioneer, so that's always a lively addition to the afternoon. And those are all fundraising activities. We're hoping to sort of reach up towards that $50,000 mark.
Yeah, can you tell us about some of the auction items at this stage?
Yeah, we've got quite a few auction items coming in. So there's lots of experiences coming in from across the coast and all the way across Tasmania. So we've got Pennicott Wilderness Journeys have donated a big journey for us. We've also got some accommodation packages as well. Lots of information will come up on our websites as well as things come to light.
And usually you have lots of sporting and music. What are they called?
Memorabilia. Yeah. So we'll have everything from experiences. We'll have the option to purchase a drive in a dump truck, which is really exciting, thanks to Shaw Engineering. And everything from art to music memorabilia, sporting memorabilia, all sorts of things. Something for everyone.
I remember a couple of years ago you had a signed Angus Young guitar.
Oh, did you purchase that one?
No, I didn't. It was out of my league. Very nice. So well done, whoever got that. All right, so the date is June 26th. Tickets are on sale now.
They are, yeah. So $150 per person, or they're available in tables of 10. We've got just under 50 tickets left, so get in quickly. So you can find us on Facebook to search for the Unite in Yellow Gala, or on the Cancer Tasmania website, so cancertas.org.au.
Right, so, you know, it's obviously a table setting. What about for a couple who want to just go by themselves, just the two of them? You can hook them up with a table, or
yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can buy single tickets, individuals up to sort of half table all the way up to a table of 10, and we'll pop people together onto a table to make everything fit nicely.
Very good. All right, so that's Saturday, June 26th. We'll speak heaps more before then.
Indeed.
Now, the Relay for Life a couple of weeks ago, Penguin, a huge success. It was great fun. We got lucky with the weather. It was pretty good.
Yeah, we did. Only a shower on the first sort of little bit, but then we got through without a cloud, so it was great.
Yeah, and lots of people involved, which is what you want. But how much money was raised?
Over $128,000 was raised just through the Penguin Relay for Life on its own. Over 800 participants, which is fantastic for a COVID-safe event and coming out of the year that was. It's incredible support.
Well done to everyone involved, and you guys from the Cancer Council for putting that on again. That's terrific. All right, so the Unite in Yellow, it's a great night. I didn't go last year. I had something else on, but I went the year before, and it was just what a great night it was, and I'm sure this will be just as good, even better.
It'll be spectacular. Get on board and get your tickets already.
Apart from, you know, doing great fundraising for the Cancer Council, it's a chance to get all dressed up.
It is.
It says on the website, black tie.
Yeah.
So I don't have to go dressed like James Bond going to a dinner. I don't have to actually wear a black tie, do I?
No, so black tie is just really formal dress. So it's a great night to get all dolled up and fancy, and bring your dancing shoes as well. We're actually going to have a band and a dance floor. So really great to be able to have that activity again after, you know, not being allowed to dance for quite some time.
Okay, so suit and tie, guys. No need to wear a black bow tie and a tuxedo.
No.
All right, no ugliness. Thanks for coming in, Sarah. Good on you.
Thank you so much for having me, Darren. It's great to have your support.
All right. You're welcome. And the Cancer Council website, by the way, cancercouncil.tas, is that it?
cancertas.org.au.
Thank you very much.